God, for your holy word, and I pray by your Holy Spirit you will open it to our minds and hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, greetings to you all, good folks, and very grateful to Sue and Hugh at the second service who are presiding for me. I've had this very strange throat all week, and so it's a great help indeed to have their help. Well, now, this morning, I want us to think just briefly about John 1 and that verse in Colossians, let Christ be preeminent. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Logos, or the Word, the second person of the Trinity, was in the beginning. And that means in eternity. And that seems, I think, an appropriate way as we begin this sermon, this service, in eternity. And that is surely a wonderful realization for Cynthia, with the Lord in eternity, in heaven. Esther and my wife and I have known Cynthia for, well, 30 years. We knew her when she was a missionary in Uganda, and we were missionaries in Kenya, near the border, and so she often, with others from Uganda, used to come into Kenya and to get supplies. And we realize what a wonderful person she is, and her very graciousness was just nothing other than the outward expression of her faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. In the beginning, in eternity, is Cynthia. But I think it is also appropriate that as we beginning a new year, in the beginning, in our individual lives, in our family lives, in our church lives, in the beginning. And then also today is the feast of Epiphany. And that is again when the kings, the magi, the three wise philosophers, brilliant men, who've been having some tapes at home on the life in the first century. And in the first century, the whole of Greek philosophy was spread from Egypt right to India. And so these wise men, who must have lived somewhere near India, even Afghanistan, would have known all about Western philosophy. But still, in the beginning, they came to seek him who was the King of the Jews, for we have seen his star. Well, now, Jesus was in the beginning, in eternity, right from the start. He was with God. He was God. He was with God, John says twice. And so I want to see two things this morning about this Jesus. I want to see that he is, in fact, the foundation of the Christian faith, and also that he is the fire of the Christian faith. He is the foundation. God, in the beginning, was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. He is the image of the invisible God. As we say in the Creed, we just said it, God from God, begotten, not made, before all worlds, light of light, very God of very God, being of one substance with the Father. You know, there are many people, not just outside the church, but inside the church, who see Jesus as inferior to the Father. And of course, one of the reasons why they do that is because the Son is often seen in human relationship as less than the Father. But although Father and Son, their roles are different in Scripture, their reality as divine persons is equal, co-eternal, co-equal. And you know, this is something very important. I get very weary of interview programs and television programs, religious programs, when people talk about getting to know God, how to know God, coming near to God, getting through to God. I think that's a dreadful title of a book that I know. Getting through to God, finding God. And what happens in that interview? They're always talking about God, when really the Christian faith is about Jesus Christ. He is the way to God. Often there is little or no mention of Jesus Christ, but yet he is the center. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And I think that therefore in our Christian life, in the beginning was the Word. So in the beginning of our new Christian life in this year, it's not to be about God. And you can hear people saying this with such sternness. It's about Jesus Christ. Christianity is Christ. Start with him. Start with his coming. Start with then his life, and then his resurrection, his ascension, his reign, and his return. To know Jesus is to know God. After all, he said, "You believe in God," he said to the Jews. "Right. Now believe also in me." You can't honor the Father without honoring the Son, because I and the Father are one in identity, in divinity, in deity. And so it is to Jesus. You know, we've had this dreadful census result about believers. In the last 10 years, the number of Christians has fallen from 72% to 59%. Well then, how are we going to bring back people? Well, it isn't as Dawkins and all the other people are concerned about believing God. It is about rediscovering the centrality and the importance of Jesus Christ. The Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, tell us of the event of Jesus Christ. But then John and the rest of the epistles give us the explanation of the event. And so therefore our concentration must be on both the event and the explanation of the event. And so in 2:13, let our emphasis be, as Paul said, "Christ is the firstborn from the dead. Let him in everything be preeminent." The problem today is not believing in God, but displacing Jesus Christ from the centrality. He was in the beginning with God, was God, with God. He, the way to God, the key to knowing God, the foundation of our believing, he is right at the center. But then I want us to go on to say, if that is so, he is not just the foundation of our faith, but he is the fire of our faith by the enabling of the Holy Spirit. Past year, I've been greatly inspired by reading books, a few of them, by a Scottish theologian called P.T. Forsyth. He died just nearly 100 years ago. But what does he see? He puts Jesus right in the center, right in the center. Oh, none of this fearsome, dull talk about believing in God. It's got to be joy in Jesus. And he puts Jesus right in the center. One of his famous books was called The Person and Place of Jesus Christ. He is not just the foundation, he is the fire of our faith. What did John say? Through him all things were made. And Forsyth speaks about Jesus being the outward energy, the outward going energy of God. Going out, the coming forth of God into the world, the outward going energy of God. And after all, look what John says. Through him all things were made. He was the energy in creation. Without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life. And in him is life. The way, the truth, and the life. That life was the light of men. And that energy has come into people's lives, and it is still there in the form of conscience. In him all things hold together. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Oh yes, the foundation of our faith, but also the fire of our faith. To give us life. P.T. Forsyth says, it's not a dead Christ that gives living faith. It's a living Christ who gives living faith. Well, I'm just going to close now, but I want to use a different illustration that really, in some ways, literally, language contradicts what I've just said in talking about fire. But I want to talk about Jesus Christ as water. Water puts out fire, but not with Jesus. And I want to just tell you about Cherry Burton. We've all had this rain. And we haven't had flooding from rain in Cherry Burton. But what we have had is the springing to life of hidden springs. There's been so much water coming onto the land that these springs that for decades have not been known are springing up. And the water is coming from right at the foundations of the houses and into the road, the springs of water. And I just tell you this morning, the water is coming from properties into the roads, and it is still flowing down the gullies into the tanks and to go away. You know, and it's flowing night and day, weekdays and Sundays. There's no stopping. It was flowing yesterday and it is flowing today. Well, what did Jesus say? If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink, believe in me, and out of his heart shall flow rivers, springs of living water. And the meaning of that verse is it can either be out of the individual, out of the individual's heart will flow springs of living water, or it can mean out of Jesus, springs of living water. Well, which is right? Both of them. Out of Jesus and out of the Christian will flow springs of living water. That is the truth. May Jesus Christ central into our faith and into our hearts and into our minds. We shall have springs of living water. And the wonderful thing about this water that's flowing in Cherry Burton, it's so pure, people are even thinking they've got to put it into bottles and keep it. Flow rivers of living water. Well, now, I just want to put one practical conclusion and then I shall finish. What can block the flow of living water, the fire of the Spirit? Well, do you know, I'm going to say this. I've never said it before in a pulpit, but I'm going to say it because I know you and I love you. But one of the reasons why we can block the life of the Spirit is that we can misuse the Bible. We can see that the Bible is, or pretend that the Bible is the means of life, because it says it is inspired by God, and it is. But its inspiration is because it concerns Jesus Christ, who is the life, who is the water of life. The Bible is not an end in itself. We don't study the Bible to know the Bible. We study the Bible to know Jesus Christ. It was Martin Luther who said, "The Bible is the swaddling clothes around Jesus Christ. The Bible is the cradle in which Christ is laid." And the way to find this life is to see within the Bible the avenue to Jesus Christ. Or as our prayer book says, the Bible is the sacrament, and a sacrament looks beyond itself to something invisible, something that is true, something that is spiritual, something that is living. A sacrament takes you beyond the literal and the material to the spiritual. And the Bible is that. It is a sacrament. But if we just see the Bible as a means to its end, to know the Bible, you can know the Bible and yet you will not have life unless you see that the Bible's position is to lead us to Jesus Christ. What did the old hymn say? Beyond the sacred page, we seek thee, Lord. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and the life can be the light of us all. In 2013. Heavenly Father, we thank you that Jesus is life, and Jesus is the water of life. And grant that our hearts and our devotions will be beyond the sacred page to seek him. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.